To get back out on the field today, really the emphasis that today came back to us. During the bye, we looked at a number of things, of areas that we wanted to improve on for sure. And so for us, the meetings today and then able to get out today and work on some of those was a really important time. And honestly, just having that little focus on a couple of specific areas, I won't go into all of them led in terms of our game plan. All right, but there is a number of areas that we're trying to improve on. And so it was great to be out and working with the guys today. With that, I'll open it up.
What were some of the consensus things that you all were able to find through the self-scout?
I think I'll kind of take you through a couple of them. Number one, the turnover margin. If we thought, after this many games would be that low in it, I thought that area is certainly something that we could improve upon. Our third down on both sides, something that we for sure think we can get better on. And then after going through it again, finding some answers in the red zone, both offensively and defensively, to be at our best. Those would be a number of, the topics, that are close to us and ones we spent a lot of time on and got started on that process today.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, after the way you guys played the last couple of games, did you consider not giving the players the whole week off?
No, I didn't. I was certainly disappointed in terms of like the finish. To have those kind of close games and not finish the way we like, how important that is to me in terms of the topic. So for us to have a couple where we, lost them, at the end and not able to finish, that certainly bothered me. But I wanted to go through the process. We had a number of guys that had to get healthy and get well, and it also gave us the time, to look at the things we wanted to improve upon. So although tempting as it was, I stayed with the process.
Dan, is there a desire to get back to the team that went 5-0, or is this more about moving forward from where you are and continuing to get better from where you are?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think it's about getting better moving forward. But some of the things that we did early on that we were really successful at, let's make sure we stick true to those. So that was the good part about the bye. We have a big playbook offensively, defensively, and let's make sure we're finding the things that we do really well and emphasize and stress those things as often as we can. So the point forward, us getting better, for sure that's it. But we had to go back and look at some of the things that we do well to find those answers.
Was the holding calls, that was the penalty that kind of jumped out when I was looking back over the penalties and so forth. Is that something you all can emphasize technique-wise to clean that
penalty? I think so, and here's why. When we're running the scheme that we run and you got your hands on a guy, when is it time to release? And that's really when the holding comes. Usually see when the jersey or the arm gets extended and you didn't release in time. So we're going to run our feet and come off the ball. We want to attack in every way. But the pre-snap ones are the ones led that we can for sure get better at. And we had about almost 25% of them were pre-snap. So for sure that's an area of emphasis that we can do better. We have the officials come to practice, and it comes down to us just executing those things better. Well, both guys participated today, so that was great to see them back out. Hank had limited reps, but the ones that he did had a couple good catches, the deep ball, some comebacks. So he's an important guy for us, and for him to get back out there, it was certainly us. We had a number of other guys who were able to participate as well that had been injured in the past. So for those guys to get participating today was really good.
The fact that the Colts are coming off a bye, does that kind of negate the extra rest that you guys have as well? I mean, both teams have 2 weeks to prepare for each other.
Yeah, I spent most time just thinking about us, and that's generally where I think you can improve the most, just what are the things that we can do better? And so for them, they'll take care of their own self, and for us, it was getting our guys healthy, and then specifically, what are the things that we can do to feature the guys best to have our team at our best?
Although you were thinking about yourselves, you know about Hasselbeck. You were around him. Can you talk about that? I mean, he's the guy that they're preparing to start. You know a lot about him.
Yeah, I do. I had a chance to work with Matt, and I think the thing that jumps off, this guy's football smarts, like a lot of quarterbacks. Like, yeah, no shock, no big surprise there. But I think he's got an ability to anticipate really well. He knows what's coming, knows where to put it. The fact that he is doing it, for as long as he has, I think speaks to the competitor in him as well.
You've probably taken a Roddy White question at least once every week.
No problem, yeah.
I might as well get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's do it.
Week.
You gotcha.
Is anything going to happen out there in the next game that would lead us to believe he's going to be a greater part of the game plan?
I would think each time that, we have to go through this every week, but it's an important guy for us, and I want to make sure that gets stressed, is there going to be a game where he has this many targets or that many targets? I won't put a number on him, but I will say for us to be at our best, we've got to use everybody, and Roddy's certainly an important part of that. So I would say moving forward, I would think for sure he'd be, a significant factor for us.
Has he been utilized enough?
I'd say in our own mind, if we're not using everybody to their fullest, then the answer would be no.
wonderful broad way of answering all the questions.
You got it. Well, honestly, the focus for us.
I could be talking about a backup left guard right now, and I wouldn't know the difference.
We can talk about them if you want. honestly, getting back to Roddy, he is a really important part of it. So for us to be at our best, he's got to be a factor for sure.
Dennis.
Numbers-wise, I'm not going to comment on that, but I can tell you that he brings a lot to us, and for us to be at our best, he'll have a significant role for us, moving down.
I saw the centers taking some extra snaps at the end of practice there. Obviously, a point of emphasis to make sure you're not turning the ball over that way, which obviously is the most way you can control.
Yeah, and that for sure, that's one, you've got to count on that. There's certain things in this game that you've got to be able to count on, and so whether it's the time or the reps or the technique, we're going to look at everything to make sure those problems don't exist for us. Well, number one, I thought for him coming in, learning the system in a short order, I thought he did a really good job. It was no surprise just based on the football, experience that he's had. But he's been a really good addition for us, and looking for him the role to continue to increase as we're going.
Was there anything specific with the third down for you?
Definitely.
On the defensive side, I mean.
Yeah, the lower areas were the ones in specific where we need the most work. Sure. Yep.
And offensively on third down?
Same. Yep.
Short yardage, power.
Not necessarily the third and one, more in the neighborhood of the threes, fours, fives, sixes that, we'll call those shorters, and then we think of 7 to 10 as the mediums and then the long ones. So both sides, the shorter one's one we want to make a big push on.
Coach, before the bye, you challenge the players kind of reflect at where they're at and what they need to do second half of the season. How do you feel like they responded to the first game back?
Well, I think the first day back, we went right back to it to say, what are the things that each guy has to improve upon? And so that's where we went right back to the challenge this morning. Are you happy with where your game's at? If not, here's the areas you can improve. And that was our job as coaches to find those things and to help devise ways, whether it's drill work or extra film sessions, to help those things come through. So we've got a lot of really good players. And for us to play at our best, we need everybody to come through. So the bye came at a good time for us to heal up. We've got a healthy team coming back into practice today. And as we're moving forward, we can't wait to get rolling again.
Get a chance to watch any football yesterday, say Carolina game?
Yeah, I saw a number of them, and it's amazing. We spend so much time on the situations, and it just seems like so many of them just continue to pop up week after week, and a lot to learn from, a lot to say. I mean, that's a good one we hadn't thought of, and we try to do a number of them in our walkthroughs, whether it's end of the game scenarios, end of the half scenarios. So the overtime ones, they all come up for us, and so each time they come up, it's like, all right, that's another one we can just keep throwing onto the list.